right, so let's take a look at one other thing here. Let's take a look at a candle flame. And you can just focus on that candle flame. Bring it up, like I said, above eye level a little bit. And start to focus on it. And as it moves around, as I follow it, you start to focus on the flame. And it starts to, again, increase your focus, which, again, puts you into a trance. There's so many, and I want you to practice with a candle. If you don't have a candle like this, go out and buy one. It's, I don't know, a dollar for a box of them or something like that. Okay. So, you've got, like I said, a pen, which you could use to hypnotize somebody with or put them in trance. How about my watch? I've got a watch, pretty nice watch here. And like we were talking about the pendulum, you could take the watch and you could wave it in front of somebody just like that. You could say, follow the watch. And as you follow the watch, you're going to start to go into a deep trance. Now, whether you like it or not, your body is starting to get more relaxed and conditioned to the trance effects that I'm talking about. If you're focusing on what I'm saying. If you're doing something else, you could be preoccupied with something else. But if you're focused on this video and you're watching, as I showed you the candle, as I showed you the pen, as I showed you one of the posters, as I showed you my watch, you begin to recognize those different tools as a way, as a mechanism, in order to become put into a trance. Now, here's the next thing. Incense. Anything that you can bring into your system that allows a focus point, and that's aromatic, is an incense. You smell it, and it really, you start to focus on that smell. Again, notice what I'm saying. You're becoming focused on a specific stimulus. That stimulus could be visual, which is a lot of times the case. That stimulus could be words. As we say to people, you know, go into trance now. We use the tone of our voice to calm somebody down, to relax them. This is all trance-inducing mechanisms. I use my pen for you to follow it. I use my finger for you to follow it. I can do it either way. It doesn't really matter what I use. Now, if I'm with somebody, obviously, out in public and I'm looking to hypnotize, I'm not going to be using my pen. I may use my hands, obviously, because they don't know if I talk with my hands or whatever, but I can use my hands as transmitters to project transmissions of trance at them, you see. But you got to be a little bit more covert. That's why this is covert persuasion and hypnotic influence. Now, let me show you a couple other things that I think you're going to get a great amount of use out of. Now, here's another thing that you want to do, is that as you're learning these trances, I want you to think back to a time when maybe you saw a National Geographic program on these natives, and they were dancing, and they were tranced out, and they were taking these knives, and they were sticking them through their cheeks and through their arms, and you would think, wow, that's an amazing thing. Well, the fact is, they got themselves into such a deep trance that they were highly suggestible that they could do some of these things, just like you hear of people that can actually go through an actual surgery just under hypnosis. Now, I want to caution you in some of these areas, because even though you may have seen some of these things, they're highly suggestible people. And I, like I said, on a blackboard portion of this training, I'm going to go into if you're more suggestible than others. If you're highly suggestible, you're a perfect person to go into surgery and actually not be affected by the actual surgery. You could actually be hypnotized without doing an anesthetic. That's a very small percentage, again, of the population, but you could do that. Have I ever done that? I haven't, quite frankly. I went into a surgery. I went in and I did hypnotize myself, but I also did the anesthesia. My hypnosis was that I would come out of it quickly and that I would be back to normal as soon as possible. If somebody is highly suggestible, they could do that. And so you have to check your susceptibility to the trances. Now, let's get into the fun part, and that is this. What are some other things that we could use to hypnotize? I want you to do something right now. Follow me right on the video. Is I want you to take your hand, this hand here, your right hand, left hand, and I want you to place it right about at your waist here, like this. Something like that. Okay? Maybe you could have it here, you could have it here. But I want you to, as you think about it, and you're sitting down in a chair, obviously, I hope. As you're sitting there in a chair, I want you to think about the feelings that you have right now sitting in that chair. I want you to feel your feet placed on the ground. I want you to feel your feet the way they are inside of your shoes, or if you're not wearing shoes, how they feel on the floor. I want you to feel what it's like with your thighs sitting on the chair, how comfortable it is. I want you to feel what it's like, the temperature of the room. As you feel the temperature of the room, it's either hot or cold. It could be pleasant. It could be exactly the way you like it. I want you to recognize any sounds that are in the room. Those sounds could be the sound of your computer. It could be the sound of music. It could be a song that you're familiar with, one that you really love. I want you to focus on those things. And I want you to relax. As you look at me and as you feel these sensations, I want your body to just relax into a state where you just feel wonderful and you've got your hand down here on your side. I want you to take a deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to exhale all tension, all negativity, and anything that might be bothersome to you, whatever that could be. I just want you to breathe in, breathe out. Breathe out. And I want you to focus on your breath. And as you focus on breathing in and out, I want you to feel that breath go in and out. Now, I want you to take your hand and I want you to bring it up slowly to your face. And I want you to stare at your hand. Just look at your hand and focus on it and view it. View your hand. Stay there until I command you to bring it down. I want you to take your hand down as slowly or as quickly as you want to your side. And as you do that, I want you to totally start to actually come out of the slight trance that I just put you in. And I want you to recognize what we just did. All right, now, that was a short induction designed to give you the feeling of a trance. And again, you'll notice that I did it on the spur of the moment, you know, right off the cuff, because that is the way that you want to do it when you're going through life. It's not where you're reading it. Now, obviously, the best case scenario, if you were actually doing an induction on somebody in a clinical setting, you would actually get a lot of information. Just like we talked about with the self-hypnosis, you get a lot of information, you build your case for what you want, then you build a script, then you repeat it, you use the software, and so on and so forth, and you build your own subliminal messages. That's ideal. But when you're out there, it's very rare that you're going to be able to do that. Now, obviously, the situation that you're out there, you're not going to have people looking at their hands and stuff, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to use that. It's called a handshake induction, and a handshake induction is where you go out and meet somebody and you shake their hand, and you basically take their hand and you say, look at your hand. Now, the thing is, when you look at your hand, it causes you to go into a trance, and here's why, is that babies, when they are babies, they have a tendency to become totally mesmerized and tranced out by looking at their hands and feet. Now, obviously, you're not going to do your feet, but hands. Because it's kind of the first things that babies start to have a reaction to, and they see that hand, and they put it up. They automatically go into trance by looking at their hands. They're amazed that this thing is there. So you're conditioned from a very early age that when your hand is put in front of your face, that you automatically go into a trance. And I want you to practice that first. Now, I obviously just did it for you. And I think if you go back and rewind this this video and replay it again. You know, it's totally off the cuff. So there could have been some things that I said that, which weren't 100% accurate, but that's okay. I want you to go with the flow and see what I'm doing there. Now, let me explain what I'm doing there real quickly. I was just getting you into a relaxed state as quickly as possible. It didn't take, I don't even know how long, a couple minutes just to do that. First thing I did was you're sitting in a chair, and I want you to recognize your feet on the floor as they're resting in the chair. And the reason you do that is because your feet resting on the floor, generally speaking, and inside your shoes, is something you don't think about. You do not think about that at all. That just sounds like your shoes, boom.